For tickets, go to kgnu.org, celebrating KGNU's 40th anniversary of reggae bloodlines and community radio here along the Front Range.
KGNU and the Lion's Lair Quarterly Showcase is back again, and we are celebrating KGNU's 40 years of making waves. Four local artists will be there to represent the history and vibes of the station for our 40 years on the air. Artists include Reverb in the Verse, The Get Along, Pythian Whispers, and our very own DJ Deep Rock Dave's group Council of Word will perform. DJ Joel Davis will be spinning the house music all night as well. Music starts at 8:30 p.m. at Lion's Lair. See you there.
Here at KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Time for a show we call Smash It Back. My name is Stephen Whitehead. I'll be here with you till midnight playing some classic funk and other junk. Number in the studio is 303-442-4242, or you can send an email to dj@kgnu.org. We start off tonight with something from Blitz. Someone's gonna die. KGNU, Smash It Back.
now it's over. Can't you see? When she wants, she can watch me on TV. Close your eyes. Now close your eyes, 'cause you're dead. I'll bet you didn't expect other places to see me in your head. Now you wish that I was in your bed.
Hey, it's 11:14 here at KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Just heard there from a band called Simple Tones. I think they were 17 all. Everybody was 17 in the band when that came out in 1978. The band out of L.A. That was from the Rodney on the Rock compilation. And a track called TV Love. Before that, we heard from Husker Du. Signals from Above from their awesome, I guess it was their studio debut album, Everything Falls Apart. This was actually from that came out in 1983, and this is from Everything Falls Apart and More, which came out in 1993. Husker Du out of St. Paul, Minnesota. And I guess it was about a year ago, maybe, that Grant Hart passed away, so... There you go. Before that, we heard from Blast, band out of Santa Cruz, California, back in the day, early 80s. This album, Power of Expression, came out in 1986 on Green World Records, and SST actually picked them up after that, and I think re-released this one, too. That was a track called Something Beyond. And we heard from a band called Devil Eyes from their album Devil Eyes. I don't know, the label called Signed by Force. That was from 2009. A track called Freak Pocket. And I was trying to find out more information about these guys. I got this from the KGNU library here, well, years ago when it was fresh. And... I was trying to look up some information about them online, and it turns out that Devil Eyes was the code name of a psychological warfare deal that the FBI or CIA or whoever was doing back in about 2004, where they were going to make about, well, millions of little G.I. Joe dolls of Bin Laden and distribute them like all throughout Southeast Asia. And then the deal is when it got really hot, his face would melt off and reveal a devil face. They were going to do that to try and change everyone's opinion of Bin Laden back then. But they abandoned the plan, I guess, after a few years and made a few prototypes and decided not to do it for some reason. Anyway, I thought that was pretty creepy and interesting. And let's see, before Devil Eyes, we started off tonight, Smash It Back with Blitz. Boy band from Derbyshire, England, from their debut album Voice of a Generation, which came out in 1982. A track called Someone's Gonna Die. Pretty rough lyrics and just kind of scary, man. I would hate to run into a gang of young guys from England that just wanted to kill somebody with a broken bottle. Reminds me of a movie I saw with the other famous Smash It Back DJ, Dave Fuller, years ago, called Small Faces. Takes place in the projects, like in Scotland, I think, and these guys go out with razor blades and fight. Crazy. Anyway, we're going to move on now. Something from the Dwarves, Stand by the River, and Smash It Back.
Yeah. sends the killers free. Flaming closed mouth people like me. Please come forth, the clues they can't find. Could be trouble in the hide. Trouble in the hide. Trouble in the hide. Trouble in the hide. We'll be right back.
Guilty as charged. That's the verdict from Shattered Faith, taken from a compilation called Future Looks Bright. It came out on Posh Boy Records in 1981 on a cassette, and then they burned about 500 copies of vinyl apparently, and those got all picked up right away, and there you go. Future Looks Bright is the name of that compilation. Before that, we heard from another compilation. This is Boston, Not L.A. Those Jerry's Kids with I Don't Wanna. And also heard from... Wow, I guess we heard from pretty much all compilations in this set. Intensified Chaos gave us Intensified Chaos from Not So Quiet on the Western Front. Super awesome compilation. Came out on Alternative Tentacles back in 1981, I think. And... also in 1981, Discord 1981, The Year in 7 Inches. That was DC Youth Brigade. from that album, a track called Barbed Wire. I guess it's albums. There's 50 tracks from Minor Threat and State of Alert, Teen Idols, Government Issue, and DC Youth Brigade, who we heard from. Also, before that, we actually heard from This is Boston, Not LA Again. That was Gangrene with Narrow Mind. And before that, we heard from Christ on a Crutch. That was a track called North Richland from their album Crime Pays When Pigs Die. Freeze gave us Trouble If You Hide from their kind of compilation Token Bones, which came out in 1997. And we heard Wasted Youth with Problem Child going out to Forest from their excellent album, first album, kind of really their only album as far as I'm concerned, Reagan's Inn, featuring that cool cover Pusshead drew of a skinhead spray painting on Reagan's image. Pretty cool. Before Pusshead got super into skulls and fangs and horns and stuff like that. Anyway, also, I guess starting off this last set, we heard from the Dwarves from their 1993 Sub Pop release, Underworld. That was a track called Down by the River. And hey, we've got a ticket giveaway. This is for two guest list passes for Glass Fest at the Oriental Theater in Denver on August 18th. Glass Fest will be some of the harder, glitchier, faster, weirder, and louder artists in Denver, with some touring surprises as well. It will be an incredibly vicious display of audio from some of Denver's illest. A large portion of Glass Records profits will be donated to a nonprofit in Denver. If you'd like to check that out, there's two guest list tickets for you at Globe Hall, August 18th. Give me a call, 303-442-4242. We're going to move on now with something going out to Messy Man. It's the Cramps, Goddamn Rock and Roll. 303-442-4242 for tickets to Glass Fest.
I dig that goddamn rock and roll. The kind of stuff that don't save souls. And I'm just horny enough to throw a blind screw through some halo. Now Jill's bucket Jack had to hold. Some rabbit dug himself some Alice hole. Humpty dumped it till it done it.
Goddamn rock and roll. That kind of stuff that don't save fucking shot.
You think you know about the Holocaust? I think you're crying.
Dizzy, don't you?
Ooh, baby, baby, what can I do? You know you drive me crazy when I'm looking at you. The summer's really here and it's time to come out. Time to discover what fun is about.
Here comes the summer.
There's my mic. Hey, that was the Undertones with Here Comes the Summer. Apparently John Peel's favorite song, I've heard, from Sam Fuqua, at least. Definitely a nice summery tune. Before that, we heard from Electric Summer, a Japanese band that was around here 20 years ago. That was a track called Dizzy Chocolate. And we also heard from Husker Du, Hellblock 6, Gay Witch Abortion, The Birthday Party, Fearless Vampire Killers, an 80s kind of Bad Brains Japanese clone band, and Channel 3, and started off with the Cramps, going out to Messy Man, a great guy who we lost a couple months ago. He took me in about 25 years ago and let me stay at his place for a little while when I was really having kind of a rough time. So thanks a lot, Messy. Rest in peace. This has been Smash It Back. We come to you every Friday night from 11 to midnight, playing classic punk and other junk. My name's Stephen Whitehead. Stay tuned for DJ Marlow coming up at midnight with Sleepless Nights. I'm going to go out here with something from Jucifer, a guy on drums and a girl on guitar. It's called Queen Bee. And it's pretty much awesome. This is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
Jesus! Welcome to Sleepless Nights on KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
Oh,